Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Crushing news for the New York Jets on Thursday, prized offseason edition. Carl Lawson suffering a torn Achilles tendon during the team's joint practice in Green Bay with the Packers. Tim McMaster here along with our Jets reporter, Connor Hughes at The Athletic. And Connor, Lawson has been beyond the fact that they went out and signed this guy to be a key to what they want to do defensively. He has lived up to the hype so far, right? He had been a star throughout training camp, fitting in with this team. So what was the moment like at practice when he went down on the ground?
Yeah, star, Tim, I think might be underselling it. I've covered this team in some capacity since 2014 and covered the NFL in some capacity since 2014. And I have never in all of those years seen a player as physically dominant and as disruptive and as borderline unblockable as he has been through the first 3.5 weeks of camp. And when he went down, it was about as eerie of a scene as I think I've ever been a part of. We're obviously that this particular practice, the way that these joint practices have worked is on one end of the field, the Packers offense has been going against the Jets defense. And on the other end of the field, the Jets offense had been going up against the Packers defense. So on Wednesday, I watched the Jets offense and Zach Wilson. And on Thursday, today, was the day that I watched the Jets defense. And so I had tracked, it was during a red zone period, I had tracked a play that Aaron Rodgers had thrown. And I had, looked down to write it down in my book. And as I did that, Andy Vasquez, who covers the Jets for the Record, said, "Oh, a Jet player's down." And I looked up and I saw it was 58. He was sitting down on his butt, two legs both extended. And the scene that followed was, like I said, eerie. The music that was playing in practice got turned down real, real low. Every linebacker and defensive lineman who was on the sideline walked onto the field and surrounded Lawson. Coaches came on, trainers came on. Two defensive linemen lifted Lawson up and put him on the cart. Obviously, he was aware of what had happened, and the Jets knew what happened, and then the MRI confirmed what happened.
Okay, so Lawson, obviously, this is an injury that will knock him out for the 2021 season, maybe further. We'll get to that. But before we get to that, when you look at this roster, he was going to be on one side. You had Huff on the other side. But where do they look now for a pass rush?
Well, that's the thing, Tim, is that, we've talked about the depth on this defensive line, and there is. This was going to be the strength of this Jets defense, and they were deep, and they had a lot of really valuable pieces. But what they didn't really have outside of Carl Lawson was a dominant pass-rushing outside threat. John Frank Myers is a very good player, kind of like that pseudo defensive end in situations, defensive tackle in passing situations. And Quinnen Williams is a dominant player, but he's a three technique. And Bryce Huff is a good player, but he's only in his second year, and the Jets were kind of just envisioning him as a third down rusher, not an every down starter. So where do they turn? I don't necessarily know. Franklin Myers obviously is going to be one of the starters, but he was like that anyway. So does Bryce Huff step into that role? Is it Ronnie Blair, a favorite of Robert Saleh from his time with the 49ers? Is it going to be Vinnie Curry, who will be activated at some point before the regular season? I don't know. But it's not great. I mean, look, there's no point in sugarcoating this. This is a catastrophic blow to this Jets defense.
We'll see what it does for this team mentally as well. All right, let's look ahead then to the 2022 season, because you think of an Achilles injury and you think probably at least a year as far as recovery time. I mean, we're just speculating at this point, but I would imagine he's probably not ready to go for the beginning of next season.
I don't want to go that far yet just because of how early this injury happened. I mean, that could be the case. Absolutely. We've seen that before. I mean, look at Saquon Barkley with the Giants. He had a knee injury and they still don't know if he's going to be ready. So you absolutely could be right. But there's a lot of, there's so much uncertainty and so much we still need to know, and we will learn in the coming days. But the one thing that I will say is this is usually an injury that even if you can return the next year, you're not usually the same player for at least 2 years. And look, this is a guy who makes a living off of his burst off the line, off of exploding off of that line and getting the edge and getting around. We saw it how many times in training camp this year where he just beat Mekhi Becton around the edge. Well, how do you burst off the line? You use your feet, right? You use your ankle, right? You use your Achilles, right? So this is one of the worst types of injuries that a player like Lawson could endure just because of the way that he plays that defensive end position.
Difficult day for the New York Jets for sure. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story. And to hear more, you can ask your Google assistant to play news from the Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to save 33% off an annual subscription. And for much more on Lawson and the Jets in general, of course, join the Can't Wait podcast with me and Connor and Marissa Morris. Throughout the season, we'll be coming at you twice a week. Thanks for joining this headline podcast.